night is October the 1st, 2024. I receive a knock at the door and a package is passed to me by my mailman. Confused, I open the package. I'm not expecting anything, so I delve inside and I see the logo of Sub 250. I recognise this, as it's the same company who make the Oasis Fly 25, the drone that I've called my favourite of 2024. I look closer to the side of the box and I see it says Oasis Fly 30, a 3-inch version of the drone I've called the best of 2024. Now, I don't particularly like the phrase the best this, the best that, the best the other. It's caught me out before when making purchases. However, we all have favourite things, don't we? We all have favourite chocolates, favourite wine, favourite YouTubers, favourite children. Although, I can't say that because my children watch these videos and I love them all equally. I sit and ponder, how will the extra half an inch change my life? Will I be able to use the extra size effectively? Is it just about being bigger, or is it how you use it? I've now got something that's bigger, but the question is, can I use it effectively? And with that, there was just one thing to do, and that was to build the frame that Sub 250 have sent me for free without any payment before seeing this video. I've got no idea I'm actually making it, to be fair, and find out whether the Sub 250 Oasis Fly 30 is better than the 25. So we'll look at the weight first of all. Now ultimately, we'll look at it with the dry weight and we'll look at it with the all-up weight. Essentially, we are looking at a drone that is 1 gram lighter than the smaller version. That's right, lighter. So we can see on screen that the Sub 250 Oasis Fly 25 is 181 grams, whereas the Oasis 30 is 180 grams, so it's only 1 gram less. But combine that as a package, and you've got 1 gram less of weight, which in the Sub 250 category, a gram can make all the difference, but also an extra half an inch in prop size. So you've got an extra half an inch of thrust whilst having a slightly lower weight. That can only really be a good thing. Once we add the battery, it gets a little bit bigger, does the gap, and I'm not quite sure why. But the Oasis Fly 25 is 247 grams and the Oasis Fly 30 is 245 grams. So with a battery, it's actually 2 grams lighter, and you've got that extra half an inch prop as well. And that's with exactly the same pack in the same charged state. Really interesting that. The question is, do you think that extra half an inch and that 2 gram lighter weight in the air is gonna make a massive difference? Let me know in the comments below before we continue this video. And then once you get to the end of it, you can come back and tell me if your answer was right. So a few technical specifications of the frame. We did touch on the unboxing, but it's 150mm wheelbase, 2mm thick top plate, 2.5mm thick bottom plate. The arm thickness is 2.5mm. Now let me just check the Oasis Fly 25 and see if they arm thickness is indeed the same, because I'm just trying to work out where they've saved the weight. So the arm thickness is actually 2.5mm on the 25 as well. So I'm really not sure where they've actually saved that weight from, but fair play to them. I don't know how they've done it, because if I look at the actual frames, and we'll put some footage on screen, but if we look at the frames together, they are actually identical. You've got the same camera metal plate, you've got the same adapter plate for the flight controller, you've got the same number of screws. I'm just looking around it now, so I'm not quite sure why this is lighter. However, there is a caveat to why it might be lighter, and we'll come to that in the last section of this video. But certainly looking at it, it doesn't look like it should be any lighter, but we may have just uncovered the reason why. Comparisons to the Oasis Fly 25 is that you get everything you get with the Oasis Fly 25 with the Oasis Fly 30, but you also get more. You get the 3D printed side panels with it as well. And it does actually say on the website specifically that the 25 does not include the side panels, and the 30 does. So that wasn't just a case of because they'd sent me something. It specifically says now an improvement that they've made over the 25 is to include those side panels. It actually does say arm printing and accessories are different, so maybe that's where they've saved the weight, actually, thinking about it. But these side panels are quite cool. I crashed the 30 quite a few times, because what I wanted to do is fly as hard as possible, as quick as possible, to get this review out for you guys. And in doing so, there were a few accidents. Now, that was purely down to me just just pushing that extra 1% rather than just holding back a little bit. I've crashed it 6 times. There's no damage to it whatsoever. There's no cracks in it. To be fair, now I've cleaned it off, it doesn't even look like it's been crashed. There's a bit of dirt on the side panel, that's it. But those side panels do protect that all-in-one flight controller really, really well. My only concern about them would potentially be if you run slightly longer wires like I tend to, is those wires might get nicked up. But I mean, that's one in a million chance, I'd say, to be fair. So yeah, those side panels, actually, I think we need to start seeing more of those, because that protects that all-in-one flight controller really, really well. Doesn't really add any weight to it either. Props that they recommend that you use with this are, of course, HQ props. All praise to the god of HQ. 3x3x3s. The bind and fly version, the bind and fly but without an O3, so plug and play version, comes with exactly the same motors, the sub 250 1440 4500 kV motors, as the smaller brother does. It's got the same flight controller AIO, all in one, and it costs an extra $10 versus the 25. That's for the plug and play version. As we take a look at some of the flight footage, we can discuss the benefits of the 30 and what it brings to the table for the very slightly higher $10 price. You've got bigger props, which means you have more thrust, which means you can cover more ground more quickly with that extra half an inch prop that you've got. One of the things I raised about the 25 is only having 2.5 inch props. It was great in pretty much every way, except if you wanted to cover a long distance quickly. Now, there are laws and things around that I'm not going to go into, but there are places in the world where you can do that. And a 2.5 inch prop probably going to cause you a few issues with regards to how far you can get. The extra half an inch offered will provide you with that extra thrust to give you the extra speed to get you a further distance into the future. Now, top speed wise, I didn't record it on my goggles, unfortunately, but I do have a GPS on this, and it was just under 100 kilometers an hour, which is about 62, 63 miles an hour-ish. You're also benefiting from a lighter design as well. Because of the larger size of the props and the added thrust that that gives you, it will provide better performance in windier conditions and will provide better flight stability. Now, I do like to point out any negatives that I can see in these reviews. We like to keep these reviews as honest as possible, and I will always look at the positive and at the negative. And I think the only real negative I can see after flying it for the time that I've been flying it is that it costs an extra $10. The question is it worth that extra $10? And the simple answer is yeah. there is a minus point there. It is genuinely the only one I can find. I'm not sponsored by Sub 250. They did send me the frame free of charge, but nothing else. Now, that comes into the caveat with this review. Before we get on to should you buy it? And that caveat is they only sent me the frame. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to test it back to back against the 25. So what I couldn't do is remove all the parts from the 25 and put them on the 30. Now, somebody has asked, will the motor wires reach? Yes, I think they will, looking at them. It's such a smaller extra distance that I think without extending those wires, you probably should be okay. But I can't be 100% sure. And the reason I can't be 100% sure is because I didn't do it myself. What I did is I looked in my drawers and I found some 1440 motors that I had by RC In Power, and I installed them onto the frame. I used AIO AT32 all-in-one board, 45 amp. So the flight controller is essentially the same spec as what Sub 250 offer. I think the Sub 250 one's actually an F7, so probably better spec'd. But from a weight and performance-wise of how much power it can handle, it's about the same. Where there is a slight difference, however, is the motors. So my motors are 3,950 kV. The Sub 250 motors are 4,500 kV. So the Sub 250 version may well come in slightly heavier than the build that I've done, just because it's got a couple of different parts. The other thing to note as well is that my 30 will have more torque at the bottom end, but less top speed at the top end. So I can't do a direct comparison with speed and this and that and the other. I can only, at this moment in time, until I can get a hold of some sub 250 motors, some 4,500 sub-250 motors. At this moment in time, I can't do a full direct comparison. I can just give you sort of a general overview, but I do think this general overview is worth it, because even with the lower KV, the slightly less top-end speed, the 30, in my opinion, is still a better quad than the 25. That's not to say the 25 is bad, far from it. And as always, with these reviews, we get to the last section, and that is always, should you buy it? I think this is quite an easy one. If you're looking for a sub 249 gram FPV drone and you don't already own the sub 250 Oasis Fly 25, this is probably the best on the market in the 3-inch. I've flown the Flyfish 3.5-inch, I've flown the Stinger Bee. The Stinger Bee was probably the thing by Newbie Drone that got me into the smaller size quads. This is better than that. More hefty, you've got a metal camera sort of protector, you've got the side panels, everything's obviously colour coordinated, which is great for somebody like me who's a bit of a tart. And all in all, I would say that this is better than the Stinger Bee. The Volador 3.5, you can just make into a sub 250 drone, but realistically I'm going to take that out of a comparison here, purely because if you want to run the Volador 3.5 at its maximum abilities, you're going to be over 250 grams. And that leads me to the other point: to get under 249 grams with this, I've had to use a LIHV 660mm. Excuse me, I've just hit my microphone. If I used an 850 pack, I would be over by about 17, 18 grams. So that's something to bear in mind. And I think, like I said, the only other thing to consider is what the alternatives are. The alternative is, do you want something that's got smaller props and that weighs a little bit more, in which case go for the Oasis Fly 25. Do you want something that is slightly lighter with slightly bigger props? Then in the 3-inch space, I know there are a few other 3-inch drones. I haven't yet flown them. I can only rate what I've flown at this moment in time. I've flown quite a few, and as it stands, the sub 250 Oasis Fly 30 is top of the 3-inch sub 249 FPV pile. There's a link in the description down below. It is an affiliate link. It won't cost you any extra. Please let sub 250 know that I sent you. And until next time, peace.